Living Land. Written by Mitro Chistiak. Translated from the Ukrainian by the poet. Narrated by Bill Wallach. With a dedication for Anastasia Gobzina and Ilya Solobyov in memoriam. 1. My grandfather died without a word about the war. Without a word about the war, my grandmother died. On starvation and labor for the front, they let out a few harsh words, no more. May 9th was the greatest of their holidays, their songs, their tears, without a word about the war. I will not talk, my lord, never again, never again. We throw you on the cart and then in the mass grave. The words of my grandmother near her grave. 2. In my bookshelves under the bombardments, my grandfather's metal-covered uniform, his dagger, 17 years old, Shulkovo near Moscow, then the North Sea, many killed in this land of ice, then the singing, football, Kharkovka, and Kyiv, the love of his life, who makes me smile even today. The medals of my grandmother, daughter of war, childhood in the Kolkhoz, everything for the front. And a friendly German says, hide! In the Venetia region, a whole winter in the attic she hides, and Austarbeiters are taken away. And the singing and the socialism and the crash and his research on Stalin's great famine. They still stay together with two sister republics in the bookshelves under the bombardments, then explode. 3. This winter land is alive, deep. Not a word about the war in their common grave. The missile wakes them up, as it did in Baba Yar's sanctuary, and they come out of the other world. But I know they are not on the other side. They join ours. And my grandmother persists with the volunteers, and my grandfather with the sailors on our side. Those who follow the Cossacks, those who ignore fear and throw themselves unprotected on tanks in the steppes, as in the time of the Hellenes. On this old land where glory falls, thunder after thunder. 4. This winter land is still alive, so far away. My grandfather from Shulkovo fights. My grandmother from Hysin persists. Behind them, darkness upon darkness, lights upon lights, worlds after worlds resound, bloodied. On the crosses grow the roses of heavenly Jerusalem. Their blood unites Constantinople and Kyiv, the rubetto of resurrected cities, century after century, temple after temple, to water our common tree toward a spring finally recognizable. 7th of March, 2022. Kyiv.